Welcome back to Money Mind. This is Cheryl Goh here, standing in for Stanley Leong. Well, you know, more often and more devastating, that's an accurate way of describing the frequency and severity of extreme weather events that have unended communities the world over. Now, there is a pressing need for governments, corporations, also, and individuals to act now to slow down the rate of climate change. So, if you've got a say as to what your company can do to embark on a corporate green plan, we hope this next conversation we're just about to have will perhaps provide you with some inspiration and ideas. Now, Singapore Polytechnic has awarded a consultant to develop a net zero sustainability roadmap by 2024, becoming the first polytechnic to do so. The institution has partnered leading professional services firm KPMG to commence a robust study to drive campus decarbonation and to co-develop its net zero sustainability roadmap to drive positive and impactful change within the polytechnic, also the industry and the community. And so we want to know why this partnership makes sense, what a net zero sustainability roadmap looks like for Singapore Polytechnic, and the role KPMG is playing. So joining us now on Money Mind are Mr. So Wai Wah, Principal and CEO of Singapore Polytechnic, and also Sharad Somani, Partner and Head of KPMG ESG at KPMG in Singapore. Welcome both to the show. Let's begin by hearing how this partnership was perhaps, you know, started in the first place and what made total sense for it to happen. Maybe Mr. So, let's hear from you first.
Hello, Cheryl. To set it context, I would have to say that SPS always been a tradition of being a leader in the sustainability movement. For instance, in 2010, we were the first Institute of Higher Learning to win the President's Award for the Environment. And one of the reasons why we contributed to that was that we had turned our campus into a garden, and we've used a lot of recycled material in one of our innovation hub area. We see climate change as an existential issue for Singapore and for the world. And as an education institution, we have added responsibility. We must infuse sustainability into our curriculum so that we can prepare the next generation for the challenges ahead of them. But beyond just infusing sustainability into our curriculum, beyond that, we must really set an example. We must walk the talk and be an example to our students by doing more. So, for instance, the government has set for us a goal to reduce energy consumption by 10% by the year 2030. But in SP, we have set a higher bar for ourselves. We're going to aim for a 15% energy reduction by that year. And also, by way of walking the talk and being an example, all my staff have been encouraged to take up voluntary changes in their lifestyles, voluntary sustainability initiatives personally, so that they can then be an example for our students. And last week, we did a pledging exercise. I'm happy to report that 85% of my colleagues have each pledged individually to take up such voluntary initiatives of their own.
Wow, that's great. That's great to hear.
And coming down to the consultancy partnership that we have with KPMG, the government has set for us as a public agency the goal to reach net zero emission by around 2045. And again, in the spirit of walking the talk and being an example, we seek to reach this net zero target before 2045. And in order to do that, we know we need help. And so we've sought out a consultancy. We've appointed KPMG to be a consultant to help plot us what this trajectory will look like, what are the options, and what are the costs, and how can we reach this net zero target before 2045. That's how it came about.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what we want to talk about a bit more, right? So, Sharad, let's bring you into this conversation. You know, what sort of opportunities are there for both KPMG and SP to explore in this tie-up? Sharad, you go first.
Sure, thanks, Sharad, for having KPMG. Indeed, I think as Mr. So highlighted, this is an existential crisis and we have to be very proactive in meeting our net zero ambitions. Within KPMG, we have put sustainability as top of our agenda in terms of helping our clients meet those goals. We in fact set up a KPMG ASEAN decarbonization hub a few months back as part of our drive to help our clients, particularly in the real estate sector, which is important to achieve net zero fast given the carbon footprint they have. Now, the number of opportunities coming, if you look at the Singapore Green Plan 2030, it envisages greening of buildings all over Singapore, apart from many other things that we intend to do. And one of the things that this partnership with Singapore Polytechnic is going to set a benchmark of how institutes of higher learnings can actually embrace sustainability and drive the agenda proactively. In fact, Singapore Polytechnic has got a number of buildings and the footprint of carbon footprint is quite extensive. And starting early, and as Mr. So said, achieving those ambitious targets that we have set will be critical to drive and showcase to the rest of the industry, which then can follow this as a template. So we believe that a number of opportunities will come, both in real estate sector as well as the broader economy, once we have such good examples in the industry.
Yeah, so quite a lot to look out for. You know, Mr. So, we read that Singapore Polytechnic is also dedicated to minimizing its ecological footprint and fostering a greener future for generations ahead. Can you tell us a bit more about your institution's ambitions and targets and perhaps what this roadmap, you know, really looks like? Because I think it will impact not just the students, but also your staff and everyone else who passes through SP's doors.
Right. Well, exactly. So two targets I mentioned earlier, I think is worth repeating. The longer term target is to reach net zero before 2045. And another very challenging target nearer term is to reduce energy consumption by 15% by the year 2030. So even as we appointed this consultancy and it just commenced a couple of weeks ago, we will see the final reports in perhaps about 6 months' time. And by 2024, we can then start implementing the plan. But I will have to say that we have already started even before the consultancy has been appointed. For instance, we already make plans to put solar panels on all our rooftops. We have engaged the contractor and it should already begin towards the end of the year. We hope that by the middle of next year, all our rooftops will be equipped with solar panels. That will help us in having an alternative source of green energy. And we have also made changes to our aircon chillers. We have upgraded them so that they get more efficient, and that will then also help lower our energy consumption. On the use of energy part, we have changed our pedagogy. For instance, our lectures are now conducted asynchronously online, on time, according to the needs of the students. And that will dispense with the need for us to have aircon turned on in the lecture theatres. And that changing of the business of how we do things is a critical part in the journey that we will take.
Yeah, tell us a bit more. So when you say asynchronously, that means they don't have to all be in the same place at the same time. Is that right?
Exactly. So traditionally, you will gather hundreds of students in one hall, and the aircon will be on, and then they will receive a lecture that is basically one direction, no, from the lecturer speaking to the students. And we figure out that this lecture can be better done. It can be recorded in a video and it can be done, disseminated to the students at their own time. So they can be watching the lecture at 9 a.m. or 9 p.m. They can be doing it on a train or on a bus or at home or even on campus if they choose to. But most importantly, they can rewind the video any number of times. At any point, should they need further understanding or maybe they miss out on something. So in a traditional lecture, If you just let your mind skip for a moment and you miss the sentence, and you may be lost for the rest of the lecture. In our online lectures, the students will never have that problem. They can always rewind as often as they like until they get the point. So this is a superior way of delivering our lessons, but it's also a more sustainable way in terms of energy consumption and being green. I have to emphasize that we still have face-to-face tutorials where the lecturers and the students interact, talk to each other face-to-face in the room. So that is still happening. It is only the one-way delivery of lecture that has gone asynchronous.
That's so interesting. And there's also, but it requires a lot of discipline on the students' part to make sure that they do keep up with their lectures, isn't it?
But yes, certainly, because when they don't, you will show up during the tutorials. In fact, they are not just passively listening to the lecture. As they watch the lectures, they are expected to answer questions on their mobile devices, you know, whether it's a phone or the computer. And when they answer this question then become data. Data that the tutor will study and examine before the tutorial is conducted. So from the data, the tutor may realize that question 1, everybody got it right. Question 10, everybody got it wrong. So he can then emphasize topics related to question 10 during the tutorial. And so every tutorial is really customized to the learning needs of the class for that particular class. So it's really a superior way of delivering the lessons.
I see. Okay. Sharad, you know, Mr. So mentioned some of the goals, like the net zero by 2045. What do you think are some of the areas that KPMG will perhaps be a bit more directly involved in helping SP to achieve its targets?
Indeed, yeah. So there are broadly three big themes that we are working with Singapore Polytechnic to help them achieve their decarbonization goals. So the first proposition is to help them set up their baseline GHG emission. So effectively what we measure their actual greenhouse gas emission across energy, water, carbon emission patterns, waste management systems, and transportation practices. So effectively you can't improve what you can't measure, right? So first we measure and put a baseline. Then the second aspect would be actually coming up with pathways for decarbonization, which essentially would entail things like energy efficient technologies that could be incorporated, adoption of renewable energy sources, for example, to optimize their power consumption or make their power consumption greener, waste reduction strategies, and also promoting the sustainable behavior within the campus community, which is so very critical to reduce the carbon footprint. So that will be the second part of the exercise, to actually come up with a broader roadmap for decarbonization. And third is we will develop the inaugural sustainability report for Singapore Polytechnic. I think increasingly the stakeholders are getting concerned about what is the carbon footprint for the organizations. And by proactively coming up with a comprehensive sustainability report, which not only tells what the carbon emission is, but what the roadmap for reduction is towards going towards 2045 goal, that would be critical. So that's the third aspect. So effectively, first we measure, set the baseline. Second, we do a roadmap. And third is sustainability reporting.
Okay. Gentlemen, we have about 1 minute left. So just briefly, could you tell us perhaps outside of this partnership, what are some ways your respective organizations are championing some green approaches or programs that you're quite excited about? Just one each. Mr. So, we go with you first.
Oh, thank you. Well, beyond just teaching young people what we call pre-employment training, Singapore Poly also has a mission to help the adult workforce retrain and help companies and industry become green in their transformation journey. So we do put up training programs that are useful to the adult workforce. For instance, we partner with SynTech of A-Star and other partners to come up with what we call a Green Compass program. It is basically a sustainability assessment tool that it will help industry enterprises understand where they are in terms of their sustainability readiness and what they can do to transform themselves going forward. So Singapore Polytechnic is as committed to help industry and the adult workforce transform, even as we help the young people acquire the knowledge in our curriculum.
Okay, and Ashara, just quickly, what is KPMG doing? Just a brief green initiative.
Yeah, sure, sure. One big thing we are doing is essentially embracing climate action within KPMG by actually increasing energy efficiency and moving towards more energy efficient building as in our office as well. We recently moved our offices as well as a sign of our commitment. And we have a goal to achieve net zero by 2030. So effectively, all of our organizations globally are working in that direction. But secondly, more importantly, we are working with our clients, actually handholding them in their journey, like Singapore Polytechnic, in terms of looking at decarbonization and digitalization for meeting their net zero ambitions. Yeah. So those are the two big themes.
All right. Thank you both for joining us on the show today. We were speaking to Sharad Somani, partner and head of KPMG ESG at KPMG in Singapore, and also Mr. So Wai Wah. He's the principal and CEO of Singapore Polytechnic. This is Cheryl Gull, and you're listening to Money Mind on CNA 98.